Central States.
Hey, good morning. Is Les available?
This is Les.
Hey, Les. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
From your who? With who?
It's Bank of Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Kind
of
sounds funny.
Never heard of
sometimes. You. Yeah, well, we're a private business bank, but we specialize in equipment financing and working capital, and just wanted to get in touch with you and see if you have any fourth quarter plans or projects we could help you out with right now.
No, sir.
You guys aren't thinking about bringing on any new equipment or anything coming towards the new year?
There ain't enough work out there to keep the equipment I got busy.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, bummer. So I guess things are slowing down here right now for you?
Manufacturing's in the toilet, dude.
Yeah, just in general. I mean, yeah, I guess the industry isn't exactly doing as hot as it once was, right?
No.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to touch base with you and, see how things were treating you and see if there was something we could help out with because, we do the equipment financing as well as working capital. Are you familiar with the working capital?
We're pretty well debt-free, and if I do anything, I use my little hometown bank.
Got it. Yeah, well, the last thing we want to do is, be thought of as competitors for your local bank. We just want to be known as, another way of obtaining funds in case they aren't able to quite get you, the amount you're looking for and the time frame you need it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because that is the thing, I'm sure that they can sometimes get you better rates here and there and this and that, but, our approval percentages and approval amounts are always much better than a nationwide bank, and that's where we definitely can, come in and help you guys out in case you need it.
No, I don't have any problems with approval.
Got it. Well, is there maybe a better time of the year for me to just give you another ring and, see how things are treating you, see if they pick up at all?
No idea, bub.
All right. Well, how about this? Can I just shoot you over a quick email with my contact info? And that way, if something comes up, I can become a future resource for you.
Oh, I suppose.
All right. And what's that email?
Central States Automation, INC, at Pixius, PIXIUS.net.
All right, great. Well, I'll shoot you over a quick email right now and then maybe give you a call come the new year. I haven't had an opportunity today yet, no. I've been in the office since 6, so I haven't had the chance yet.
Get it done.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that you have, though, as the way I take it, right?
We got to find a way to keep her out of there, man.
Yeah, it's a tough one out there right now.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, I mean, have you thought, and have any, opportunities or anything coming up here coming towards the end of the year that, could be, maybe a good project for you to take on over that could help you guys grow a little bit and kind of, pick things back up to the way they once were?
You got to see a project first.
Got it. There haven't been too many offered at the moment.
No, and I don't see it changing.
Yeah.
I don't see a change until second quarter of next year.
Okay, so
I hope I'm wrong, but
hey, don't we all? I mean, I guess you kind of have some sort of expectation, though. Hopefully, time-wise, that like you said, hopefully second quarter. So maybe I give you a call come maybe March or something. We can see what we can do in order to get you prepared for that.
Who knows?
Well, would you see expect at that point to maybe be thinking about bringing on some new equipment in order to prepare, or are you just gonna have to kind of?
I'm just hoping I can survive till then, and hopefully things start picking up slowly because it ain't gonna hit all at once.
Got it. And you got some pretty big overhead right now to get you between now and then.
Hmm.
You say you kind of have a lot of overhead, kind of weighing down on the company right now between now and then, and hoping things pick up back.
No.
Okay, well, then you'll be good to survive then, right? That's what I'm saying here.
Oh, yeah. This place will survive. There may not be any employees left, but this place will survive. I already told you we're debt-free.
I see. You just don't want to have to deal with downsizing, right?
That'd be correct.
Yeah. Well, and you said you're debt-free, so you don't have any current lines of credit out or anything with your local banks?
I've got one. I've got one machine still up at the bank.
Is that one getting financed through the bank currently?
Yeah.
How much time do you have left on that? I mean, what were the terms to begin with?
Oh, it's a 5-year note with 3.5%.
Got it. And how into that 5 years are you? Is that coming to an end, or is it still pretty recent?
No, it's probably halfway, something like that.
Oh, got it. So have you been working with that same local bank for quite some time now?
All my life.
Oh, there we go. And how long have you guys been in business for then?
Since 90.
Okay, so quite some time then. Because that actually is a pretty big factor in our personal financing. Our equipment financing here is, time in business for both the working capital and equipment financing is actually a huge factor, which, can give much better rates than, a new business who's only been trying to kick it around for 6 months. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like I said about, not trying to compete with your local bank or anything, just trying to be here just in case you aren't able to obtain, what you're looking for from them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, do you have any, anything on your wish list if you were able to pick up some new equipment coming up here that you'd, want to grab and maybe start pumping out some revenue?
No.
All right, well, I guess another question of mine here is, do you guys do any sort of marketing to try and, gain that business back that you were saying has kind of slowed down recently? Do you, you have any sort of marketing?
No, and it's slowed down nationwide. That's what you're not understanding.
No, I'm getting that. I know, but, sometimes you got to roll with the punches and see what you can do, not just to accept that.
Alrighty, well, I need to get back to work.
Alright, you have a good one, Les.
You too.
Alright, I'll give you a call, like I said, come March.